there is true liberty up north. Nobody is limited in his freedom. The banner of the Sons of the Golden North is the banner of the freest men on earth. Whatever you see, you can go after. Everything is yours. There is nothing to stop you. Even in that harsh climate, nature grants so many gifts that man only has to take them. The governments which had interest in these regions were cautious in exploiting them. There can be no doubt that the various advantages due to the fact that the North came under nobody's jurisdiction were counterbalanced by disadvantages, because in spite of everything, some people who wandered into the northern regions were not concerned with hunting, which they regarded as too much trouble to themselves and not at all a comfortable way of getting rich. They set about making money by other methods, and in this they did not stick at crime. But the blind tigers make attempts not only on the Eskimos, but also on the polar settlers and the gold miners. They come along, pretend to be friends, stay for a day or even two, stand the hunter or the gold miner a drink, then a drinking bout begins. And when the polar settler is drunk, the blind tigers steal everything he has got and run away. The poison white man starts running about. Often he loses his way and gets frozen, or he slips down, breaks his leg, and soon comes to a very wretched end. In such cases of rascality, we first of all tried to tie up the men who had been poisoned. We gave them water or soda water, if there was any at hand. Then we gave them milk. As soon as they had at least some idea of how things stood, the polar settlers and the Eskimos harnessed their dogs, and a large detachment set out in pursuit. Sometimes it happened that we caught them up on the ice. We saw them a long way off on the ice field trying to escape and straining every nerve. But it was quite certain that they would not get away. The sledges, which up till now had been following each other, spread out in all directions and raced along in semicircle, which was drawn closer and closer until the bandits were surrounded. So on we raced, and often we discovered the bandits peacefully camped in a cave of snow or ice, which they had quickly constructed. They imagined that they were absolutely safe. We called upon them to come out of the cave. When there was no reply, which generally happened in such cases, we sent dogs into the cave. Sometimes the animals succeeded in hounding the bandits out, but often they did not. So for the last time, we called upon them to come out. Nobody came. Before very long, without making any bones about it, we inserted a charge of nitroglycerin or dynamite in the hole, and in a few seconds, a lump of snow-covered rock was flying in all directions. It splits up into pieces, and sometimes bits of human bodies fly up too. But this time, those who are not dead will certainly crawl out with their hands up as a sign that they have surrendered.